Hi, this is a dictation for patient Gerald Wyatt. J like Japan, E-R-R-E-L-L. Last name is Wyatt. W-Y-A-T like Tom, T like Tom. Date of birth is 10-20-1984. And date of accident is 11-3-2024. Date of visit is 2-18-2025. This is a new patient visit. The patient presents today with the following issues. He reports that he is having multiple symptoms immediately after the accident of 11-3-2024. He is reporting severe headaches. He fractured seven teeth. And there was extreme bleeding in the mouth. And he has got a complete spine pain starting from neck, middle back, to the lower back, with the tingling in the arm and numbness in the fingers, lower back pain shooting to the right hip, and all the way to the right leg posteriorly. There is a severe pain in the foot and the ankle, and pain behind the eyes. All of these symptoms are continuous, and patient alleges the accident that happened on 11-3-2024 as a positive factor. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling as a front seat passenger restrained, and he was coming out of a party. The driver was a friend, Sasha, who also was seen at the hospital and pain doctors, and there are two other people, Angelo, who is also seeing the pain doctor, and there were another person, Alia, whom he is not aware of what is going on with her, not in contact. Anyhow, the accident happened on 11-3-2024 at 10 a.m. And there were three other passengers in this Focus car, and they were traveling on a Greenfield Road southbound. And when they came to an intersection at Plymouth Road, another car that was speeding behind them tried to avoid their accident and tried to swerve and hit their rear end on the passenger side, leading to this accident. The impact caused the car to go across the street almost. And patient doesn't know if the car was total because it was not his car. He didn't see to take the pictures. The police came, ambulance came at the scene, and he do not know the speed of the car, but it appeared to be a big SUV. Airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. Patient chose not to go to the hospital on the day of accident. He reported that he banged his head and face into the dashboard, and his teeth were broken, seven of them, with severe bleeding. His knee hit into the door panel. Shoulder also hit into the door panel, as well as head hit into the glass. And neck whiplash happened. But no other laceration fracture is reported. History of presenting illness, patient reports of constant headaches, which are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Usually they were severe in the beginning to 8 or 9. They're almost constant. They're located to the front of the head, back of the head, and the right temple. They are severe and they are constant, sensitive to the light and sensitive to the noise. And there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. Additional symptom of TBI, patient reports that there is ongoing dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, and occasional loss of balance, forgetfulness, loss of memory, lack of focus, disorientation and confusion, loss of vision field, spots in the eyes, denies any nausea, vomiting, or incontinence, seizures. There is no taste problem or smell problem. TMJ, painful on the left side. Regarding the pain, the patient started having severe pain in the neck, which is around 6 to 8. Lower back pain is around 8 to 9. And the neck pain was shooting down to the right arm, posteriorly affecting the shoulder as well as the entire arm, involving the first and the fifth finger being numb almost constantly. Along with that, patient did feel pain in the wrist on the right side and right shoulder pain, and difficult time lifting the arm. Severe spasm of the muscles was noticed. Lower back pain has been reported to be shooting to the right leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, affecting the entire leg as numbness and tingling. He also has a pain in the right hip, the right knee, as well as the right ankle and foot, which are quite painful and making it difficult to walk. Knee pain is making it difficult for him to go up and down. He can walk less than half a block. He cannot sit and stand without support. He could only sleep for 2 or 3 hours. His ADLs are severely affected. His pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing, aching, heavy. They are between 5 to 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain: pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, lying down, and improved by nothing. He reports of having some X-rays and MRI and CT scans done since the accident. He has been to Michigan Pain and Spine, where he was examined, medicines were given, X-rays were done, and possibly some spine injection was done. He reports of numbness and tingling of the right hand and right leg, and muscle weakness of the right upper arm and right lower leg. There is no bladder and bowel incontinence was reported. Other than that, patient has been to a Warren Auto physical therapy, where he has done 60 to 70 visits, and he did not have a chiropractic treatment or a massage. He reports 30% improvement, and he also underwent 2 epidural injections. No spinal cord stimulation device or any surgery has been done. Please review the records for the system review, for surgical history, allergies, family history, employment history, legal history, personal history, and ADLs from the records. Physical examination is as follows. This is a 40-year-old African American male of average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And hydration is good. Patient appears to be anxious but not lethargic. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well with slight antalgic gait, but is mobile and independent without using any adaptive devices. There is no acute distress or shortness of breath. There is some moderate pain. Faces can be noticed due to the fracture in the ankle. His height is 6 feet and 2 inches, and weight is 185. Blood pressure 147 over 99. Pulse is 69. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam comes from the template. Including psychiatric and neurological examination that are found to be normal. Musculature examination, there is an extreme spasm of 3 plus of the right trapezius and quadratus lumborum muscle and paravertebral muscle from T6 to L5. And he has a tenderness of the spine from T6 to L5 S1 and right SI joint. And also C6 and 7 spine is also tender. The paravertebral muscles are very much in spasm on the right side as compared to the left. Hypertonicity of 2 plus. Range of the cervical spine is limited as follows. Cervical spine forward flexion is 40. Extension is 30. Bilateral side flexion is 30 and extension is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign was found negative. The Sperling sign was positive. Lerman test was positive. The distraction test was positive. And in the thoracic spine slump test and Bruce test were found negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 15 degrees bilaterally, especially the right side. Cross leg raising test positive bilaterally. Rudiger test negative. Kemp test was positive. Levinsky sign was negative. In the SI joint, right SI joint was found tender, and fibular test and Gossman test were found positive on the right side, while distraction test, iliac compression test, and standing flexion test is negative. In the extremities, on the right hip, right knee, and right ankle and foot are found to be involved as tender and right shoulder. They are being described separately. Other than that, on the left side, extremities are completely normal. The examination of the right shoulder joint on inspection appears to be normal. On palpation, there is a generalized tenderness in the posterior part of the shoulder as well as superior part of the shoulder, but no laceration or fracture is noticed, no dislocation. The motor power is 4/5. The patient is able to lift his arm up to 90 degrees without any pain. However, Hawking-Kennedy test and empty beer can test as positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. His trapezius muscle was very much in spasm with several trigger points. Quadratus lumborum muscle was also in spasm. Examination of the right hand and wrist shows no tenor sign or felon sign being positive. Reflexes were normal, grips were normal, circulation was intact. No deviation or fracture, atrophy of the muscles or atrophy of thin or prominence noticed. In the right hip area on inspection, there was no normally appearing hip joint. And on palpation, there are generalized tenderness in the hip, especially posterior part of the hip, with the minimal swelling. There was a generalized spasm of the muscles around the hip joint, but no contracture or alignment problem, no valgus varus abnormality, and range of motions were normal, and motor strength was slightly weak to 4/5. No leg length discrepancies noticed. Patrick sign, Trendelenburg sign are negative. Log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test were negative. It was a generalized soft tissue trauma. Knee joint on inspection did not show any swelling, scar, erythema, effusion. There was a generalized peripatellar tenderness, more so on the lateral collateral ligament, and also to the tibial tubercle anteriorly. Although the range of motion was normal, no bleeding or any laceration noticed. Motor power was 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality was not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is absent. McMurray, Steinman is absent. Particular apprehension test was positive. In the diagnosis, in general, V89.2 XST, Z79.891. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S06.301A, M79.2, M60.9, M79.1, M54.0, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Pain in the right wrist, M25.539. Pain in the right hip, M25.551. Pain in the right knee, M25.561. Pain in the right ankle and foot, M25.571. M76.60. And cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, 54.02, S13.4, FHA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.65, 1.24, M54.14, M54.08, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, M54.16, M54.42S33.5XXA, sacroiliac spine M46.1, M99.04S33.5XXA, and a gait problem R26.89. The plan of care for General Wyatt comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is advised to have physical therapy. He already has done 50 visits of physical therapy, so only one visit or two visits as needed are advised for the patient. The disability is ordered. Patient is unable to work due to the fracture in the foot and ankle. He is also referred to a podiatrist for further care. Medications are provided. The following medications are provided, which are naproxen 500 mg twice a day, Elavil 50 mg at night, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, and lidocaine gel is provided. For pain, Tylenol 14, one tablet a day was provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, psychiatry referral, yes, fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI and other imaging records, they are not available at the time of dictation. Interventional pain procedure, patient is advised about some trigger point injections, surgical options, none, neuropsychiatry, none, attended care, none, caseworker, none, past medical records, none, investigations. Patient has already has a order of MRI from a doctor at a Michigan pain specialist. We'll wait for that to come. DMEs. Patient also has all the DMEs like back brace, neck brace, and education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Personal support, thank you.